Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Red Conrad of RedConrad.com. This is the Red Conrad's Wellness Podcast, which is an extension of the Red Conrad's Wellness blog that can be found over at RedConrad.com. On this podcast, we are going to be covering everything from spiritual, financial, occupational, physical, and mental health and well-being. Each episode will be covering a different area, a different topic. If you agree with anything you hear on this podcast, please share the podcast with your family and friends. Considering hopping over to RedConrad.com and checking out some of our products that we offer from trusted brands that you will not find such high quality at such great pricing in these local supermarkets and other big box stores. If you prefer to help support the podcast without purchasing of a product, you can submit donations to paypal.me/REVDRRED. Your support is greatly appreciated. Any ideas for episodes or topics you would like to have covered, you can email me at red@redconrad.com with your topic or episode idea. And who knows, I just might cover it. Again, I am your host, Red Conrad, of RedConrad.com. This is the Red Conrad's Wellness Podcast. Now to get on with the show. Hello, everybody. To those of you who have been following the podcast, you probably noticed that for the past 2-3 months, there hasn't been a new episode. Kind of weird considering it's supposed to be a weekly podcast, right? Well, I want to thank you all for staying tuned into the podcast. I want to thank you all for continuing to follow the blog over at redconrad.com. Basically, what's been happening is I've been hunting down new suppliers of my products, new brands to offer. And I've been following up on some new news. Because basically what I want to do with Red Conrad's Wellness is I want everybody, regardless of income bracket you belong to be able to afford health, to be able to meet your health goals, to be able to improve your health and that of your families. If you look around, there's a lot of companies out there that, you know, they got you buying a package deal of 3-4 different products that for just one person is going to run you $200-$300 a month. So by the time you can now cover you, your significant other, your children, you're spending almost $1,000, over $1,000 a month. You know, that could really quickly equal out to $12,000 or better a year for your family's health. So what do a lot of people that just don't have that kind of money do? Well, we're going to eat healthy food. We're going to try to exercise, even though the exercising doesn't stick. And you know how kids are with exercising routines. And what winds up happening? We're going to the doctors more often than we should. Thanks to our genetic makeup, the different diseases that are running our families, we're going to wind up developing. So what I want to do is make health available to everybody for as affordable as possible, top quality stuff. Well, I just found a brand that I now offer through redconrad.com that has a whole slew of different products available, top quality. You're not going to find any products better quality yet than these brands. So I'm working on my own brand, but that's still in the making. It ain't going to be here for a while. So you're not going to find any products higher quality than the brand I'm now offering through RedConrad.com for as affordably priced as you'll find. So regardless of what your health goals are, regardless what your health needs are, over at RedConrad.com, me and my team can help you out. All you got to do is, you know, you can browse if you already have a general idea of the different, of what products you're looking for, or if you have specific needs or goals that you would like recommendations on, fill out the contact form or shoot me an email, and me and the team will gladly make some recommendations for you. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prove to everybody that you don't need to be wealthy to be healthy. There are top quality, non-GMO and organic sourced products out there that are affordable. You just got to know where to look. To all of you listening to this podcast right now, or reading the RedConrad.com blog, you don't have to go any further than RedConrad.com. Because we have health products, we have teas, and by health products, I'm talking, you know, supplements, essential oils, that kind of thing, CBD oils. And that herbal coffee, we're still going to have come down the road in a couple months, available for all the coffee drinkers. And if you don't drink coffee, we have a cocoa that will be available in a few months at the same time as the coffee. That offers all the same benefits as the herbal coffee does. It's just cocoa, not coffee. Naturally, it'll have less caffeine in the coffee. So, you know, what we're trying to do is make health available, health affordable for everybody. Regardless what your goals are, regardless what your health needs are, regardless of your income bracket, we want you to be able to improve your health. We want you to be to meet your health goals and your health needs. You don't need to be wealthy to be healthy. And at least not with Red Conrad's Wellness. With Red Conrad's Wellness, your health is affordable. A small investment in your health through Red Conrad's Wellness, redconrad.com. You'll be cutting back on your doctor's visits, which means you're saving money there. You're reducing your risk of developing different diseases and cancers that may run in your family. So you're saving potentially thousands of dollars in medical fees in your future right there. We have available vitamins for your children. So you can start strengthening their immune systems right off the bat instead of making them wait until they're older and then trying to convince them that they gotta take all these health products to be healthy. Get them in the habit now while they're young. We also have an all-purpose cleaner concentrate, perfectly safe, all natural, that, you know, comes with the Russian that you can just dilute it if, depending on if you want to make a window cleaner, a kitchen cleaner, what have you. That equates out to more than 60 gallons worth of your traditional household chemical cleaners. And it's only approximately $20. I don't remember the exact price, but somewhere in the $20 range. To go all organic, plant-based household cleaning to replace the equivalency of 60 gallons worth of your traditional household cleaners. You can't beat that. So that's what we're trying to do. We're on top of providing you, the podcast listeners and blog readers of Red Conrad's Wellness, with information on how to be healthy, what vitamins, what minerals, what herbs do what. On top of being giving you different recipe ideas for meals, how to make your meals healthier. On top of giving you the most up-to-date recent news in the food and drug industry, we're trying to make it as affordable as possible for you all to be healthy, to improve your health, and to reach your health goals and your health needs. That's the focus of Red Conrad's Wellness. That is my focus for the brand Red Conrad's Wellness or alternatives. It is my personal goal and the goal of Red Conrad's Wellness to help you afford your health goals and your health needs. I think it is absolutely ridiculous. These companies are out there making everybody spend hundreds of dollars per month just on themselves. Then they got to double that for their significant other. Then depending on the age of your children will depend on the price of those products. You know, I think it's absolutely absurd. So for a fraction of the cost, through RedConrad.com, you can get all the same health benefits, higher quality products. You know, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. Now here in just a second, I want to go over some other things that's going on right now with the USDA and the food labels. I'll get to that in just a second. But, yeah, this is basically what's been going on the past couple months and why. But starting now, the podcast and the blog will be getting back on track with our weekly scheduling. As I said, I wanted to cover the latest news going on right now. It has to do with non-GMO and the food labeling. The current proposed deal is a rule. The current proposed rule is by the USDA. What they want to do is replace GMO, GMGE, genetic engineered terms from the food labels and replace it with the term bioengineered. And for the food labels themselves, they want to put a logo on there that has the letters BE, which stands for bioengineered. And then these labels look ridiculous. Look like they're smiling at you, winking at you. If you go to redcomer.com, click on the blog, you'll see the post titled, "To BE or Not to BE?" That is the question. That goes into depth of more or less my commentary on this proposed rule that's supposed to be finalized later this summer. And you'll be able to see there what the logos, proposed logos for the bioengineered labels look like. But they're also thinking about putting a QR code on the product. Can you imagine how long it would take you to go if you go shopping? You only want to buy non-GMO foods. So now you're going to sit there with the smartphone and scan every single product on the shelf to see if it's bioengineered or not? That's ridiculous. That's what they're proposing. Because allegedly those QR codes, according to a study they did, doesn't stop consumers from purchasing those products, genetically engineered products. Well, here's the problem with that. What they failed to say, is that one, you need a smartphone to scan those QR codes. A lot of senior citizens don't have smartphones. And a lot of consumers have trouble with the QR codes. So even if they do have a smartphone, even if the consumer does have a smartphone, a lot of consumers have trouble with the QR codes. How to scan them and whatnot. So I think going the QR code route is ridiculous. I think the logos, the proposed logos look absolutely ridiculous. And then on top of that, under the current proposed rule, I have no idea what the finalized rule is going to look like. I will keep you all updated on when the finalized rule is finally released later in the summer. But under the current proposed rule, the understanding is that bioengineered is going to cover far less than the current standard of GMO labeling and what it means to be genetically modified. Because under bioengineered, all they're basically talking about or covering is gene splicing and technology like the CRISPR technology, CRISPR. That's it. They're not talking about the wider spectrum of genetic modification covered under the current GMO standards. And on top of that, they're talking about one of their proposed options for requiring these labels. Is if you contain more than 5% of bioengineered material in your finished product, you need to state such on the label. Under 5%, you're good to go, which may sound like a reasonable number, like a low amount of bioengineered material, but it is far higher than the standardized 0.9% that's used in Russia, the European Union, and by the non-GMO project. So right now, all those products you see on the shelves in your supermarkets and department stores that have the non-GMO product verification on there, you know, has 0.9% or less genetically modified materials in that finished product. They don't, under the current USDA proposed rule, bioengineered, that goes out the window. It's going to be, you're going to have more genetically modified materials in those products. So when this rule, if this rule stays the same when it's finalized, if it doesn't come closer to meeting current GM standards, And it's going to be ever more important to look for non-GMO product verifications or other third-party verifications that's non-GMO foods or organic food. Trust, no, I wouldn't trust those BE logos, the bioengineered logos. I will not buy a bioengineered food. It is still genetically modified. I don't trust genetically modified. And they're trying to push people, the companies that are for this, are trying to push the argument of, well, it's safe. Really? Have we been eating it long enough? Generations, like, your parents ate genetically modified foods, you ate genetically modified foods, now your kids are eating, grew up eating genetically modified foods. And all that was kept track of what it did to the health, how much more at risk each following generation has been. Has any of that been done? Have we been eating genetically modified foods as our primary diets long enough to even do those studies? So how can you say for a fact that it is safe? On top of that, if genetic modification is so safe, how come the USDA and the FDA are becoming more or less the propaganda arm for the biotech industry? Since when is the USDA and the FDA there as propaganda or as a marketing agency for the biotech industry? Aren't they supposed to be there to put regulations in place and test our foods to make sure our foods are safe instead of working for the industry and telling us, well, it's safe? Where's the tests? Where's the proof? Where's the evidence? Are we looking at real science or are we looking at approved science? Approved science is science that is financially backed. Science that alters the results to match the predetermined terminations. True science doesn't care about the money. True science is going to test it, and whatever those results are, the results are. The results are not going to be altered because somebody put money in your pocket. And there is proof out there and on more than one occasion where, and not just in food and drugs, but in a whole spectrum of things, where approved science has beat out true science by the almighty dollar and by ridicule and by cover-ups. So what science is backing the biotech industry? True science or proof science? Why does the USDA and the FDA have to be used as the propaganda marketing firm for the biotech industry? If these foods are so safe, why not allow us consumers to decide? See, we're winning the fight against GMOs. We got to keep the fight against GMOs going because we are winning. If we weren't winning this fight against GMOs, the government wouldn't be allowing themselves to be used as a propaganda arm for the biotech industry. Biotech industry wouldn't be pushing so hard to get us to trust them. The USDA wouldn't have created these ridiculous, winky, smiley-faced, cartoony looking logos for bioengineered foods. I mean, it's absurd. And we're gonna lessen the standard. We're only gonna label our foods if they're gene spliced. What about all the other genetic modifications that have been done to our foods? Doesn't that still matter? So I want you to go to redconrad.com, go to the blog, click on the post that's titled, "To BE or Not to BE?" That is the question. And all the information is there. I got links at the bottom of that post for further reading. And you gotta see what's going on. I will keep you all updated as I'm updated. And once this finalized rule by the USDA is finally released, I will definitely keep everybody updated. But this is absolutely absurd. We're going to suggest that bioengineering our food is safe. We're going to lessen the standard on one, how the food has to be processed. I mean, how the food has to be labeled. We're going to lessen the standard on what exactly makes a bioengineered food. And then on top of that, now, let's use a little bit of common sense here, right? So think about it. Pay attention to what I'm about to say. A lot of sugars and other food ingredients come from bioengineered, from genetically engineered, genetically modified foods, okay? But the finished product, like your sugars and some salts and whatnot, the finished product, you can't detect any DNA or RNA in the finished product. So a lot of these sugar companies and associations don't want the USDA to force them to have to label their products as bioengineered, because you can't detect in the finished product that it comes from a bioengineered raw material. Now, I'm sorry, but whether you can detect the bioengineered raw material or not, whether you can detect the bioengineered DNA or RNA in the finished product or not, the fact of the matter is, if you produced your finished product from a bioengineered raw material, your finished product is still, therefore, bioengineered. I mean, am I right? Do you agree with me? I mean, if you take a bioengineered oil, for example, and you refine that down into sugar. Now, that sugar, you can't detect bioengineered DNA in that sugar. But because it come from bioengineered oils, would that sugar not still be bioengineered, a bioengineered product? But these sugar companies and sugar associations are telling the USDA that they shouldn't have to be forced to label their products as bioengineered because you can't detect it. They willingly want to hide from us what's in our food. The USDA wants to allow businesses to knowingly hide from us, the consumers, what's in our food. That shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be allowed. I don't know what the finalized rule is going to look like. I have no idea. It's set to come out later in the summer. Hopefully by the end of the month. But the guy from the U.S., the secretary of the USDA, says that it might not happen until later in August. So when the finalized rule is out, I'll let you all know what the USDA's final rule is on how these labels are supposed to be and what they class as a bioengineered product, what companies are allowed to get away with it, and who's not. But as it stands, the current proposed rule, small businesses, all right, now by small, they're talking under $2.5 million a year revenue. Now, I'm sorry, but if you're making that much money, you can afford the labels. You can afford to label your products. But $2.5 million a year revenue or under, you don't have to label your foods as bioengineered. It's up in the air on whether or not if the finished product is undetectable or not, if they have to label or not. But sugar associations, like I said, are pushing that they don't have to. They don't want to have to. I would like you all to pass this podcast and the corresponding blog post on to your family and friends, because if this USDA rule goes through and the terms start changing from genetically engineered or GMO on the product labels to BE and bioengineered, it is important that everybody knows what BE, what bioengineered actually is and what it actually covers. Under the current rule, the current proposed rule, bioengineered covers far less than the current genetically modified labeling standards. Far less. But the USDA wants this rule, whatever the finalized rule is going to look like, because it now federalizes all the food labeling instead of the current state-to-state patchwork. And I'm all for, you know, a unified structure, unified product labeling from one state to the next. So if you live in one state, you got family in the next, and you want to go visit them or vice versa, you know that the labeling, the GMO labeling on in your stores and their stores are the same. You don't got to question, well, is their state asterisk as my state or vice versa? But at least make the standards as strict as the current standards are, to loosen them up to just cover gene splicing and the CRISPR technology is ridiculous, and the logos are ludicrous. Bioengineering isn't supposed to be friendly. Let the biotech industry convince us, the consumers, how friendly they are, or how safe their food products are for us to consume. Let us decide that. Let the biotech industry control how friendly they make themselves appear to us, how safe they make themselves appear to us. Don't help them along by making these ridiculously cartoon-looking, winky, smiley-face-looking logos. USDA, by making these logos, you're acting as a propaganda arm for the biotech industry. You're making them look, we're going to help take care of the environment. We're going to help take care by making all your food in the laboratory. It's perfectly safe. Don't worry. We're not going to kill you. There's no long-term scientific studies, one generation to the next, to back up their claims, to show us that there has been no adverse health risks on the people, generations down. This is all new technology. So granted, there's a lot of us out there that might sound like we're conspiratorial nutcases by raising a flag against eating this, but I'm sorry if I prefer my food all natural. You know what God provided, I'll eat. Let's not get in the realm of playing God. Let's not try growing our own meat, our own vegetation in the lab. We don't need to create what God already provided for us. That's just my personal beliefs on that. That's just my personal opinion. So a lot of us that are sounding the alarm about genetically modified foods, bioengineered foods, and sounding the alarm about this new proposed rule by the USDA and the $3 million propaganda the FDA is set to initiate, paid for by the biotech industry. I forget which company exactly it was, but the article is linked in that blog post. To be or not to be, that is the question, over at redconrad.com, so you can read about that. We might sound like a bunch of conspiratorial nutcases, but the bottom line is, you only have the science, the scientific evidence to prove you know how to do it. You can claim that you got all these vitamins or minerals or fats or whatever inserted into the foods, so we're getting all the nutrition that we need. But there's no long-term proof that shows from one generation to the next the long-term health risks, the existence or lack thereof. You don't have that. The biotech industry does not have that. It's not there. Then on top of that, are they using synthetic vitamins? Are they using synthetic minerals in these lab-grown foods? Or are they extracting the vitamins and minerals from natural, organic, God-created vegetation? Quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, if they're getting my vitamins and minerals extracted out of other genetically modified crops or lab-grown meats, it's still genetically modified. It's still bioengineered. It's still synthetic. It's not real. It's not pure vitamins, pure minerals, pure proteins. I mean, you all might feel differently than I do, but I'm a firm believer that God gave us everything we need. Everything we need for our diet is right here on planet Earth. We don't need to grow our own foods in the lab. All we need to do is take better care of the planet. You take better care of the planet, you start respecting the planet, and there won't be an issue. there's only an issue because these people in charge of these corporations, the people in charge of the world's governments, don't know how to work in sync with the planet. That is the problem. Not where we currently get our foods from. Not how much land is used to grow our foods or raise our foods. The problem is the corporations in charge of our food supply and the world's governments don't know how to work in sync with the planet. We take care of the planet will take care of us. And that's how it's worked for millions and millions of years. We have hunger issues, not because of, you know, us not knowing how to take care of ourselves. Not because there's just not enough food on the planet. There's more than enough food on the planet to feed all of the human race and all of the animal population. The problem is that these genetically modified strains are overtaking the more natural strains. Now, when it comes down to you only have one or two strains of any given crop, and then this mass disease pops up that affects that particular strain of the crop, it's going to kill off a good chunk, if not the entire crop. That is our problem with our food supply. We're trying to play God, and in doing so, we're destroying the natural strains of the different crops, the natural variations of the different animals, down to in unreplaceable level. If you only have one variation of an animal, one strain of a crop, and a disease hits that crop or hits that animal, an extinction level pandemic type disease hits that strain of crop or hits that animal, what do you think is going to happen to our food supply? And that's happening through a combination of these corporations and world governments not working in sync with the planet, number one. And number two, these genetic modified crops that are already out there destroying and completely taking over and destroying the other strains of the crops. You see that in the corn. The apples. How many strains of apple, how many strains of corn do you think we once had not that long ago? Now how many do we have? Genetic engineering, bioengineering, is not the answer. The answer is working in sync with the planet. Working in sync with nature. So, please, share this podcast out with everybody you know, all your friends and family and coworkers. Share the blog post at redconrad.com. To be or not to be, that is the question. Educate everybody you know on what the USDA is currently proposing under a new rule for food labels, and that bioengineered. I've already seen some labels and some products already listing bioengineered next to some of their ingredients on the label. So it's already happening. Make sure everybody knows that bioengineered is genetic modified, is genetically engineered. It's the same damned thing. There's nothing better or friendlier or safer about bioengineered than there is about genetically modified or genetically engineered. It is the same thing. If anything, the bioengineered labeling, as it currently stands, is less restrictive than the genetically modified labeling we currently have, state by state. I'm really hoping the finalized rule, when it's released, is a little bit stricter than it currently is. But make everybody aware, bioengineered is genetically modified. If you see a bioengineered product, stay away from it. That is a genetically modified product. Genetically modified is bioengineered. Bioengineered is genetically modified. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next podcast. The next episode. God bless. Well, that's it for this episode of the Red Comrades Wellness Podcast. I greatly appreciate you staying tuned to listen to the entire episode. If you truly enjoyed listening to our podcast, please share podcast.redconrad.com with your family and friends, where they will see all the links to the different platforms our podcast is available through, so they can listen to our podcast through their favorite podcast listening service. Hop on over to redconrad.com, where you can subscribe to our blog and check out all of our amazing non-GMO and organic products. And keep in mind that by purchasing our products, not only are you improving your own health, you're also helping people below poverty obtain health through our wellness fund. If you'd like to donate to the Wellness Fund or to support our podcast without purchasing of a product, you may do so by visiting paypal.me/revdrred. Again, that is paypal.me/revdrred. Again, I greatly appreciate you listening to our podcast. Don't forget to share podcast.redconrad.com with all your family and friends, and hop on over to redconrad.com, subscribe to our blog, and check out all the wonderful products we have. The only place you'll find the highest quality non-GMO and organic products at the best possible prices that you will not see this kind of quality at these amazing prices in your local supermarket or in the other big box stores. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. God bless.